So as I mentioned earlier, we were looking at the issue of the Linney mine accident 3 years on. Pretin Kambule, Solomon Nyerende and Yvonne Mnisi being trapped underground when that lamp room they were working in simply collapsed into a sinkhole. And 3 years later, their bodies remain underground. We touched base with the sister of the late Solomon, Eunice Nyerende, who told us about life without her brother 3 years on.
Because we don't know if he's dead or what, because there was nothing to show that he is dead. Nothing was arranged, like, we need money to bury him. Yes. There's nothing. He's still trapped underground, that's what I know.
Do you believe that he could have survived this long?
Only God knows. I cannot say anything. Only God knows where is he, because I cannot say he's dead. I cannot say he's alive. I actually don't know what happened.
Can you tell me, Eunice, what life has been like without your brother over the past 3 years?
It's been difficult, really. It has been difficult. I have got kids that I was supposed to tell them, where is their uncle, what happened to him, why did he work at the mine? You see, all those answers that kids could ask me that I cannot even answer. And my mother was, she was depending on him financially.
She
was looking after my mother. So life has been difficult for all of us, actually.
Yes. How has your mother dealt with Solomon's death?
Oh, she was trying her best. And luckily, I've got a praying mother. She always prays. So I think that's what was giving her strength, praying to God, asking God every time when she prays. She will ask God to give her a clarity, or we need some closure as a family. So she hopes and believes that one day all the prayers will be answered.
Tell me, when was the last time you heard from people at the mine?
The last time?
Yes.
I'm getting confused now, because even yesterday I was at the mine. Do you mean like yesterday I was at the mine?
Right.
I heard from the people at the mine.
What happened at the mine yesterday?
Yesterday it was the day that the tragedy happened.
Yes.
So we were actually at the mine to remember them and pray.
Yes.
That's all.
Who organized that, Eunice?
I am not sure who organized it, but what I know, people that are involved, as far as I know, it was the SSP group, including Mr. Fred Aaron.
Yes.
The AMCO, including the president of AMCO, Joseph Matunjwa.
Right. Tell me, Eunice, have they told you that the mine is opening again in the next few months, possibly, and that they've already started recruiting staff to open again?
They haven't started recruiting again, but I hear that soon they will be reopening the mine.
Have they told you whether any sort of recovery operation is going to start once the mine opens again, to try and find the remains, perhaps, of your brother and the other two who were caught up in that collapse?
They haven't set a specific date to resume the operation.
But have they told you whether they are planning to resume the operation or not?
They are. They are planning to do that.
We were told a few years ago that it was too unsafe to send another people, a group of recovery workers down, because the ground was very unstable. Have they told you about whether any of that has changed and whether it is okay to send another group in at this point?
No, they didn't go deep on the opening, not the opening, actually, the resuming of the operation. They didn't go deep on that, because I think they're still planning how it is going to be done, but nothing much was said about resuming the operation.
All right. Thank you so much for speaking to us, Eunice. That was Eunice Nyerende. She is the sister of the late Solomon Nyerende.